Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Loving My Actual Neighbor, Seven Practices to Treasure the People Right in Front of You, by Alexandra Kirkendall, narrated by Sarah Zimmerman. Introduction. A Framework for Loving Your Neighbor. Do not waste time bothering whether you love your neighbor. Act as if you did. As soon as we do this, we find one of the great secrets. When you are behaving as if you loved someone, you will presently come to love them. C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40 say, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." I didn't even know her name. Those words repeated in my head as I picture the young woman who had lived across the street from us the last few years. Like me, she had young children, a preschooler, and a baby. That detail alone offered all kinds of potential connection points. From sleepless nights to intense love, two women can bond over the roller coaster of parenting littles. However, our relationship never got past a quick smile and hello as I would walk by her house. Instead of stopping to chat, I would avert my eyes and keep walking. What kept me from stopping all those times I walked by? Her kids in the plastic kiddie pool in their front yard offered the most natural conversation starters. Why hadn't either one of us pushed through a little bit of the awkward and introduced ourselves? Why didn't we ever move from two neighbors who didn't know each other to those who did? Was it the nature of mothering young kids? We were both busy and exhausted and could only carry on conversations in 10-second spurts with the constant interruption of running after children in the street, so was it not worth the effort? Was it personality? No one has ever accused me of being an extrovert. Or did our differences consciously or unconsciously keep us from taking that initial step toward the other? Though our kids were roughly the same ages, my neighbor appeared to be 10 to 15 years younger than I, perhaps entering motherhood as a teenager. She was a different race, wore different clothes, and based on what was blasted into her front yard, listened to different music. In terms of proximity, she lived as close as anyone, but in some ways, her life felt foreign to mine. She and her husband, or boyfriend, hosted parties into the early hours of the morning, their equally young friends keeping us up with their yelling, laughing, and music.